This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Is super friend of the show, Mary Kay Cabot, from the Plain Dealer in Cleveland.com. Of course, she's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Hi, Mary Kay. How are the road woes going?
Oh, my goodness. It's been such a challenging season so far. And I feel like, you know, if the Browns had played somewhat decent football in that game in Washington, then maybe you could feel a little bit better about things going forward. But it was so bad on both sides of the ball that it's just really hard right now to be super optimistic about them getting it turned around in a hurry.
What are you doing? You're making changes? You doing anything that might be a visible change? I would think if you are, today's the day to do it, and that would mean, as you talked with Kevin about yesterday, play calling, does he change? Do you change offensive coordinators, which I don't know if you do. What can you do? What would you do?
Well, one of the things that I proposed yesterday in a column was that he turns the play calling over to Ken Dorsey. Now, does this mean that I think that Kevin Stefanski is not a good play caller? No, he's established himself as a very good play caller and a bright offensive mind, one of the up-and-coming ones in the NFL. We know that about him. But at this moment in time, I feel like they need to do something to shake it up. And sometimes it just takes some drastic move to wake up a team or wake up an offense. And I think that might be in order right now. Look what happened last year when the Buffalo Bills fired Ken Dorsey. Ken Dorsey wasn't the problem. The offense didn't do anything much better when Ken Dorsey was gone. But somehow, I don't know if it had a placebo effect or what, but they went 6-1 after he was fired. I have no idea what it did to that team psychologically or whatever the case may be, but it did something. And I just think that right now the Browns need to do something, and they've already told us that they're not benching Deshaun Watson. So if you're not benching Deshaun, I think you have to do something else. And what else can you do? You're not going to take play calling away from Jim Schwartz. That's not happening. It's one tangible thing that I think that you can do to see if you can't jumpstart this offense.
Mary Kay, if it wasn't for the contract, Deshaun Watson would not be starting, or would be? I've heard more analysts over the last week say that contract is the only reason Deshaun's still in the starting role.
Well, here's the thing. When you're listening to analysts that are talking from the outside of Cleveland, they don't know all the inner workings of the team. They don't know exactly what's going on in Cleveland. If you just look at some clips and you just study some film, you don't know all of the extenuating circumstances that are going on here. I mean, let's think about this for a minute. We've been talking about it all season long. Amari got off to a horribly slow start. David Njoku missed three games. Those are your top two weapons right there. Deshaun is coming off of shoulder surgery. They have a brand new offense. They're challenged at the tackle spots. They've been challenged now at right guard. They've got a rookie in there. They've had other issues on the offensive line and with protection. They can't run the ball. So I think it's just too easy and too simple to point the finger right at Deshaun Watson and say, that's the problem, and that's how to fix it by benching him.
If you're Andrew Berry, are you looking at this offense and thinking, I need to go get something to bring in here to help this team? Or is it all internal?
You know, maybe you do. Maybe you do need to go get something to help this team. I don't know what that would be. Maybe it's another running back. I don't know when Nick is necessarily going to be ready, and I don't think people can expect that he's going to come in here and save this football team. I think that's too much pressure on him. But maybe you do go out and try to find another receiver that might mesh well with Deshaun Watson or something like that. You have to try something. If you still think that you're in this and you have a chance, and right now I think they have to look at it like that, because look where the Bengals are right now. What if, and I said this on our podcast yesterday or the day before, what if something happens with the Baltimore Ravens and Lamar Jackson has to sit down for five or six games and they come back to the pack a little bit, and you've got the Bengals at 1-4 right now and the Browns at 1-4 right now, and the Browns get this turned around a little bit. It's a long shot. I understand that. But it's too early to write this football team off. So I probably would go out and try to get something that might help this offense right now.
Mary Kay, we said the same thing yesterday. It sounds preposterous because we're watching what's happening with the Browns. They're only two games out of first place, and there are a lot of games to play. If they get it together somehow quickly, you never know what could happen here because, again, nobody in the division has run away from everybody right now. So, I mean, though it looks pretty dire right now, get it together and go win some football games. You never know what can happen here.
Right. They have enough talent on this football team that they should be able to get it turned around and win some football games. And things would look a lot different right now if they could string together a couple of victories. Suddenly, you're maybe one game back, maybe whatever. All of a sudden, you're very, very close to being in contention again. And again, right now, I understand it seems so far-fetched. It seems very hard to believe because of the way that they're playing. But it's not just offense. Look at the defensive side of the ball, right? They have to figure out what's going on over there as well. You've got guys that are not playing their best ball for whatever reason. It's kind of hard to understand it. But those guys need to figure out what's going on with them. They all need to do a little bit more, like Kevin Stefanski preached last week. Everybody do more. Watch more film. Watch your own film. Watch film of the opponents. Talk to the guy that you play next to. See what you can do better. Sit down with your position coach. Go back and watch your film from last year. Everyone needs to dig deep and figure out what they can do a little bit better. And then in the tackling realm, I've always said this, it really is a want-to kind of thing. You have to really be able to find that hustle within yourself that you're going to do whatever it takes to, you know, to make that play. And I just think they need more of that right now.
Mary Kay, the latest lawsuit against Deshaun Watson settled, according to multiple reports. Do we think the league is going to give any more discipline on this, or does it seem like we'll turn the page on this and just can move forward? What are your thoughts?
I don't think the league is going to issue any more discipline, considering that it is settled and they probably won't now have an opportunity to interview the plaintiff, and it's confidential, the agreement. So I think it's probably over for now.
Does it surprise you they settled, or was that your expected outcome?
I expected it was going to settle. I had been hearing for a couple of weeks that they were probably going to settle. And so, no, I'm not surprised by that at all.
Okay. Any help on the injury front? You think it's coming back this week? Although it seemed like they got a little bit of help on Sunday, and that didn't seem to help.
Well, they did get a little bit of help on Sunday, but David Njoku sort of got eased back into the lineup, and then he suffered a knee injury. So I don't know what's going on with him yet. It's hard to get information on a Tuesday. When we get back out there tomorrow, obviously, we'll have a better idea of who's going to practice, who's not. But if they're back to losing David Njoku again for any length of time, that's not going to help matters. I'm sure you guys watched some of that Kansas City game last night. I was very intrigued by four tight ends, right?
That's what I thought, Mary Kay.
I was thinking Kevin must love this.
I mean, Andy Reid had to use four tight ends. You do what you have to do in a situation. But if they're going to be without David Njoku for a while, then they're going to have to figure something out there. And maybe they do need to go get a few other weapons for this football team. I'm not really exactly sure what the answers are. But again, if Ethan Posick is out for any length of time with his knee injury, that's going to be trouble right there. I think that the biggest problem in my mind has been the woes on the offensive line and the inability to keep Deshaun protected and upright.
Zach Zinter seems to have got a welcome to the NFL lesson over the last 2 weeks here. Between that and DeJuan Jones just doesn't look like he was as good as he was last year. Do you just want to address both those players?
Well, as far as DeJuan Jones is concerned, let's remember that he had MCL surgery in December, and then he was not able to work out all offseason. He was not able to run, play pickup basketball, do all those things to get your conditioning back. And I think there is something to be said for trying to come back from an injury like that. It takes a while, especially when you're a big guy with all that weight on those knees and on those joints. And then he suffered a shoulder injury. I think he misses Bill Callahan. I think it's a combination of a lot of things. So hopefully he'll get it turned around. But maybe Jack Conklin will get in there for a while and DeJuan can sit down, try to heal up a little bit, and maybe watch from the sidelines a little bit and then get back out there with a fresh perspective on things. And then, I'm sorry, who was the other guy that you asked
Zach
me about?
Zinter. It seems like he's gotten a welcome to the NFL rookie kind of feel.
Oh, he really has. Yeah. I mean, to go against, for your first two assignments, to include Christian Wilkins, Daron Payne, and Josh Allen, that's really a tall order for a young rookie. And I talked to him after this past game, and you could see he was visibly upset. He's fighting out there. He had that false start on the Dante Foreman touchdown. These guys are out there fighting. They're battling. They're hustling. They're doing the best they possibly can. But it's difficult right now when you're making your first couple of starts in the NFL and you have to go against guys like that that are stunting and twisting and blitzing and doing all these things. It's very difficult.
Mary Kay, this team has not run the ball a ton. Only three teams fewer rushing attempts per game. Do you think it's because the philosophy, or do you think they can't run the football?
I think that they haven't been able to run the football, and I think some of that is directly tied to the offensive line woes. But they have to get that figured out, because you can't go 1 yard on first down and 2 yards on second down. That's not going to cut it. Right now, they have the lowest average of 4.0 yards on those early downs, and that's why they are last in the NFL on third downs. And, I mean, I don't know that you can really blame all of that on Deshaun, that they're getting 1 and 2 yards on first and second down, or 3 or 4 yards. That's a huge problem. They need to take a look at that and figure out what they can do to change that up. But teams are blitzing the heck out of them. They're not picking it up well. They're not handling the pressure well. He's getting sacked on those blitzes. He needs to do some things well. I'm not absolving him by any stretch of the imagination of blame in any of this. It's really just systemic. It's team-wide right now, and they really need to be in those meeting rooms figuring it out.
Mary Kay, as always, thank you very much. We're reading you every day in the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. Thank you, Mary Kay.
Thank you, guys.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Mary Kay Cabot from the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, was on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We're going to talk about what she had to say. I'm going to ask you this. Can the Browns actually bench Deshaun Watson? We have answers next. Just making sure. Hi, welcome to the Love Boat. Good to see you. Stay away from my daughter. Right?
How did Gavin McLeod go from being so fun
Murray?
On McHale's Navy as happy?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And then as Murray on the Mary Tyler Moore
he
Show.
He was neurotic
being
this
stuffy guy on the Love Boat.
Yeah, I mean, do you know he had to live in the shadow of who was the captain of the Titanic? He had to live in the shadow of whoever that captain was. Sorry, I don't know his name off the top of my head.
Oh, that wasn't very nice.
I'm just saying. I mean, that's a lot of responsibility, cruise ship captain, right? You're not with me on this? You don't think there's a lot of responsibility? All those lives are in your hands.
Very nice, really.
What do you mean I'm not being nice?
A little harsh.
How many trips to Puerto Vallarta can you make? Over and over and over. It had to feel like they were on a treadmill. Where are we going this week? Puerto Vallarta. Would anyone have known where Puerto Vallarta was if it wasn't for the Love Boat? You'll have nothing to do with this conversation. I can feel it. I'm talking to myself. I'm looking in the mirror. Jeff's not playing along. Okay.
Bernie Capel, one of the underrated actors of the 60s and 70s.
I don't know. Isaac was cool. I would sit at the bar with Isaac for a while. I'd be cool with that. He always seemed like he'd have good stories. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. All right. Other than the Love Boat, the cruise ship Browns is not going in the right direction. And the captain of that ship right now is Deshaun Watson. We asked the question. The question's been come up the last couple days. Is there any way the Browns would ever bench Deshaun Watson? What say you, Jeff Phelps?
Yes.
And what circumstances would that be under?
You're 1-9. You're 1-10. It's got to be outrageously bad. I think that's it. And internally, a decision would have been made that you're not moving forward with him next year. That's the only circumstance where I can see them benching him. You know, you need to understand, and I don't mean you, Andy. I mean any of us. You need to understand, this organization committed outrageous capital in Deshaun Watson. Both draft choice and money, and Andy, tolerance. I mean, not only is it money and draft choices, you're putting up with all this other stuff. So, I mean, it's kind of a three-pronged thing here. And you're not going to give it up if you think there's any chance of finding that guy who played quarterback so well in Houston. So I do think it's possible. But, man, I don't think it's possible anytime soon.
I'm wondering about the harmony in Berea over him being the starting quarterback right now. I think it's interesting to look at what it's – is the locker room behind him? Does the locker room still have faith in their quarterback? Does the coaching staff still have faith? Does ownership have faith?
It's a good question all the way around.
And, you know, the more you kind of look out there, Dan, that the other stories – and people questioning and wondering, you know, are they doing the right thing here? And where is it coming from? Why are they hell-bent on putting Deshaun back out there when it seems like it might not be working? I'm kind of in the middle.
You know why they're hell-bent on putting him back out there.
Is there one specific person?
Well, that's a good question. Ownership makes that move, Andy, to bring him in here. I mean, you don't make a move like that without ownership being on board. That's real clear. Whether your people who are running the team, Andrew Berry, Kevin Stefanski, were on board or not, that's, you know, to be debated. What you do know is a move of that magnitude doesn't happen without ownership signing off on it.
Amen.
So The Athletic has a podcast out called Scoop City that's got Diana Rossini, who is the senior NFL reporter for The Athletic, talking with former quarterback Chase Daniels, who was in the league for 10-plus years or so. And the Browns and Deshaun Watson came up, and they had this to say on it.
I can't disagree with that.
The argument has
Andy,
foundation.
Because of everything it took to get Deshaun Watson here, I don't think, and we said this yesterday, if Kevin were to bench him and Jameis didn't play well, Kevin's done. If Kevin were to flat out make that move,
is it just Kevin's decision?
No, I don't think so. And Kevin said yesterday, you know, you talk to ownership, you talk to front office. It's a collaborative thing.
Ultimately, he said it was on him, though.
Yeah, he did. And then when he was asked about it again, he said, "And we do things in a collaborative way, and we talk to owner Andy. We're employees here,
right?
You know, he's an employee. If you and I suddenly decided, you know what, we don't want to break when it says we're supposed to break. We're going to go longer. We're not going to play those commercials. We're done. We're not going to read the little promos talking about things. Mm-hmm. We're done. We're out of here.
Yeah, there's only one guy can get away with that. And he ended up starting his own frequency. You're looking at me like I'm crazy. Howard Stern is the only guy I've ever known that's been able to get away with
that.
Thank you.
It took me a second to get there.
Yeah, I'm thinking, Who on our staff does that?
No, not here. No.
I was thinking, what? What are you talking about? That he's an employee. Kevin is an employee. If ownership tells him to do something, if Andrew Berry tells him to do something, and I'm assuming that Andrew is maybe a little, if Paul DePodesta, whatever, he's an employee, just like so many of us. We all get it. We understand.
Ron is in Grafton. Hey, Ron.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Ron?
Hey. Yeah. You there?
Yeah, we're here.
All right. Sorry about that.
No worries.
Hey, I think one of the things that I don't hear anybody talking about, and my biggest concern bringing Watson here to begin with, was that he quit on his first team. And, I mean, he was at the peak of his career. The team was going somewhere. He demanded, you know, he didn't like whatever he didn't like, and he demanded a trade and then sat out while the rest of his team just floundered. And so, you know, these guys don't forget that kind of stuff. That plus another point that I think that needs to be taken into consideration, there is a great case study here as to what's going on between Watson's ears. And that's Tiger Woods. You know, it's like the same situation, but and a very similar outcome.
Ron, I don't see this Tiger Woods similarities. I don't get it. You're
well,
just saying
just
about things going downhill after there's an incident?
Yes, basically.
Okay. I guess I ain't buying into that. Okay.
And Ron, according to everything out of Houston, and as I recall everything going down, Deshaun didn't refuse to play. They were investigating the whole thing, and I'm looking at something right now. I was just trying to confirm what it was I thought. And reports out of Houston say while they were investigating, he did not play. It's not that he refused to play.
Hmm. All right, Ron, thank you. Appreciate the phone call. We'll continue on with your phone calls here at 216-474-0092. Chris Ostenheimer is going to join us a little bit later in the show, do a little NFL rapid fire. There's news going on in the NCAA. Still got to get back to baseball. We have a busy, busy agenda for you that are listening to us, and we always appreciate you listening on the Odyssey app as well, all across the country. So we'll take more phone calls on this, and we're going to talk a little bit more about the question is, can the Browns bench Deshaun Watson? 2-1. What's the question on the table for you right now is, can the Browns bench or should they bench Deshaun Watson? And, you know, you heard what we heard from Diana Rossini just a few moments ago. And, you know, you have to wonder what's the house look like over there in Berea? And is everybody on board? And what's the locker room sound like, especially when it comes to trusting your quarterback? I think there are some things that might be kicked around. Maybe not. Maybe we're making a bigger deal about it on the outside. But I got to tell you, 1-4 makes you think, ah, boy, they got to figure something out quick here if they want to, you know, salvage this. Again, as Jeff put brilliantly into perspective yesterday, they're just two games back. They're just two games back, and they haven't played the AFC North yet. So
brilliantly in perspective?
I think you had many of those things. Wow. Do you want to leave now after these compliments or no?
Dana, what did you do to Andy Baskin?
I don't know.
You know, before I was in the Hall of Fame, I used to think of things so immaturely.
Now that you're a high-tie Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks to all those people out there.
All the little people.
No.
Who helped you get there?
Big, little, medium. We're all one big happy family. Let's not belittle the little. Thank you. That's how I feel.
Okay.
Kazoo. All right. Should the Browns.
That's part of that whole clip is how bad it gets.
I still have not gone back and listened to the fake commencement or the fake speech, Hall of Fame speech. I heard you guys just really yucked it up on that one.
No.
Take it off.
No.
Heard you guys just made fun of me for days.
You know what else was awesome? Your mom.
Yep.
Heard life is too short.
Oh, now you're calling for your own drops?
No, I just heard that. More.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Heard that somewhere.
Henry, help me out. Henry's in Akron. Hi, Henry.
Hello, Henry.
Hello, everybody. I think they should let him play thinking he's going to get hurt. And maybe that would settle everybody's fears. If he gets hurt, it would kind of calm everybody down. That's probably what they're thinking. He's going to get hurt.
Henry.
Sounds like Henry has a fantasy football waiver claim in on Jameis Winston.
Is that what it is?
I mean, no. Even with Jameis Winston, with offensive line like this, he's not going to do anything. You don't have an offensive line. You can't run the ball. So what is he going to do? Nothing. So they're probably betting on Deshaun Watson to get hurt, throw Jameis Winston in. It's like an escape goat here. That's why I'm saying they're going to keep him in. That's what they're planning on, for him to get hurt.
All right. Henry, thank you. If you had wishing injury upon player on your bingo card today, congratulations. You're a winner.
That's not what you want.
How many phone calls have we heard like that in 13 years?
Not too many.
Wishing injury upon another player.
No, he just said he would get hurt.
He said they're waiting for it.
I don't think he actually wished for it, but
I can see that. This will be a happy guy after the Royals winning yesterday and Kansas City. Bill is in Parma.
Congratulations, Bill.
What a fantastic day for you,
Bill. Big day. The only thing would have been better if the Cardinals had won, too.
Oh, yeah.
No kidding. I tell you what, can't ask for more. But, you know, really, you guys, great program today. Watching the Chiefs play last night really made me realize what the Browns are not doing. And that is you know, Kareem Hunt came off the scrap heap and carried the ball 27 times. 27.
Yep.
And you look at the fact that the whole team can't even carry it maybe, 10 to 15 times?
They actually had 19 carries from their running backs against Washington, Bill, but a lot of those came late when the game was out of hand for whatever reason. I mean, Jerome like Ford leads the team with 48 carries, and Kareem had more than, you know, more than 50% of that last night.
Yeah, I think he had 27 for 102 or something like that.
Yep.
But you saw the four tight ends, and you saw all these different things that they were doing to make it work and things like that. What I really believe has happened is that nobody really believes in this team. I think the loss of Callahan was huge. I think that what you see on the field is what's going on in the clubhouse, and that is that nobody believes in what's being said. They don't believe in the product. I think the biggest thing that's going to happen is what probably happened in with the Jets. And Rodgers went in and said, get rid of Saleh. And I think there's a half a chance that Watson's going to go in and say, get rid of Stefanski. And that will be the play. I mean, Stefanski will go before Watson stops starting. Guarantee it.
That's an interesting thought, Bill. I don't know that I agree with it, though.
Bill, thank you. Appreciate it. This is chicken or egg, though. I mean, people are trying to figure out why you only have one win, and they're saying, is it the player or is it the coach? I think that happens. I mean, this doesn't matter what names are on the jersey or title on the door. It happens all the time in sports, no matter where you are.
But can I throw this out? Last year, Deshaun had a record of 4-1. He's been a winning quarterback under Kevin Stefanski. I mean, he showed that. 4-1. And then Flacco came in. They were also a winning quarterback, winning coach. You know, it's not working now. I don't know that you actually can say that your coach is not doing a good job. I think he's a good coach. I don't think he's the issue.
Let me throw this hypothetical at you, okay? Let's just say that Andrew Berry, Kevin Stefanski, the entire coaching staff are like, we got to make a change. And Jimmy Haslam comes down and says, no, you're not making a change. I'm paid a lot of money for this guy. We went the ultimate to get him here, and you're not benching him. Is there anything wrong with that?
Yes.
He pays the bills.
Yeah, I know.
He signed off on the contract.
I know.
Is there anything wrong with an owner of a team saying that?
Yes, only in this regard. The owner is the owner of a football team.
Mm-hmm.
He's really good at having a lot of money. He's really good at spending it. There are no qualms with the way the Haslams have funded this team. Mm-hmm. None.
Never.
None.
Never.
But he hired football experts. I wonder what the football experts think. I don't know the answer to
that.
What
if the football experts are telling him, we need to make a change? And he's like, nope, you guys need to figure this out.
Well, at some point, you're going to either A, have to figure it out, or B, change quarterbacks. And if you can't figure it out, and the owner is adamant about that guy as your quarterback, then you'll end up with new coaches and maybe a new front office. And that new coach and new front office might tell you that this doesn't work. Either that or they can make it work. I mean, it's real clear. Somebody has to give on this. Right?
I'm just to say, go back and look at the Cavaliers last year. Did they bring in a coach they believe can take the talent they already have and make it work?
That's exactly what they did.
Yeah.
Because they didn't change the roster.
Fair point. Shane in Cleveland. Hello, Shane.
Shane.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Yeah, I just called because I'm on a Facebook, and I'm in all these Cleveland Browns fan groups, and everybody wants to get rid of Kevin Stefanski. And what I can't understand is, how do you want to get rid of a guy that just last year led us to the playoffs with five different starting quarterbacks? Nobody was saying that last year. And I haven't been the biggest Stefanski fan because I personally wanted to keep Baker, and I don't think he wanted to keep Baker, and I think that's the biggest blunder in Kevin Stefanski's like coaching career. But at the same time,
don't know that was on him, Shane.
Yeah, I don't know either, Shane. I'm totally down with your phone call right now, but I don't know that was Kevin's call to not have Baker there. Like they did have great. I mean, they were 3 yards away from the AFC Championship, the two of those guys before he got before he got hurt. I think the reason, to be honest with you, I think the reason Baker's not here is because of Baker, and I like Baker Mayfield too. But if Baker would have looked at things as Baker Mayfield, LLC, and saw that the Browns thought, well, maybe let's take a little run at Deshaun. And then Deshaun said no. Baker had leverage here at that point. He did, and he chose to say, I'll take less and go somewhere else. And he really had – I mean, he's done it his whole career. He's had to revive his career. And, you know, the first place he went wasn't real well. They were able to trade him. But then, you know, one magical day with the Rams, and all of a sudden his stock went back up. And the next thing you know, Tom Brady's out in Tampa, and now look where he is. So, you know, he bet on himself, a totally risky move, because he would – Jeff, I think he would have got that contract extension after Deshaun said no, and Jimmy Haslam's like, okay – we made a try. We tried to upgrade. It didn't work.
Might have even got here what he ended up getting in Tampa.
Fair. Shane, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Shane.
Yeah, I don't disagree with Shane's phone call. I just don't. Sometimes we need to keep perspective. And I do think there was a lot of ego going on there.
We don't know the whole thing that went involved with all of those quarterback decisions, Andy. You know, how much was ownership involved? How much was ownership not involved? How much did the coach want to change at quarterbacks? How much didn't he? We don't know.
Let's go Ed in Florida. Hi, Ed. Thanks for calling. Listening on the Odyssey app.
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good, Ed.
Good. How are you?
Good. I'd like to touch on something that I never hear spoken about in the media. And I apologize if I haven't heard you guys talk about it. But talking about the Browns, the offense and defensive line are woefully out of shape. I've been doing this for 15 years with my buddies. We're all big Browns fans. And I say, you look at our guys versus the guys that the Steelers have. Their guys, even if they're 280 on the line, they're thoroughbreds. They're ripped. And I don't see that in our guy. I was watching a game at a local establishment yesterday, no sound, and I'm watching these guys waddle on and off the field, sweating like manatees in the river here, and it's striking. And the other thing about it is injuries every year, big injuries. Is there something with our strength and conditioning that could be done?
Ed, thank you for the phone call. I don't know. I know the defense spends a lot of time on the field. I know that's part of it.
Didn't seem to be a problem when they were the number one defense last year.
Oh, it didn't. So, Chris Ossenheimer, Chronicle Telegram, talking Guardians next, Baskin and Phelps. 6474-0092.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.